ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very important question, and it's a question that a lot of people ask about and are inquisitive about. This question is related to the trials and the ordeals that human beings go through in this world. And the question specifically is, why does God, you know, who we believe is a good, inherently and essentially good being, why does he afflict the servants with these ordeals and these trials and tribulations? So in order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the Quran and the Hadith. And in response to the question, we say that, first of all, there could be many reasons for why a servant of God is tried with such ordeals. One of them is the evil actions of a person. They could have a role in the onset of these ordeals. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whatever affliction that may visit you is because of what your hands have earned. And he excuses many an offense. So as you can see here, in this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, God, he ascribes the affliction that visits a human being a person may become afflicted by because of the sin that a person committed. Echoing the same theme, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: Allah Most High revealed to the Prophet Job, Prophet Yaqub, as you know, Prophet Yaqub or the Prophet Job, you know, he was tried with many ordeals, many afflictions. In sickness and loss of family and these things. The Prophet Job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to him, inspired him with the following words: Do you know what your sin against me was that brought ordeals down upon you? He said, No. In response to which God said, You entered the court of the Pharaoh and uttered two flattering words. Of course, by way of reservation, we must add here that we are of the belief that the prophets, alayhim as-salam, they do not sin. And they are, as we say, ma'asum, they are immune from sin, and they are immaculate. So we have to interpret this, the word ma'asiyat or sin here, is referring to something that was not becoming of the station of prophethood, even though it was technically not a sin. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the role of evil actions in the onset of ordeals. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.